Hello and welcome to Did I Say Podcast. It's a podcast about pure politics, and that is what we're here to discuss today.
Absolutely.
Politics,
hot button issues after
love them,
hot button issues,
hate them, neutral feelings towards them, Democrat, Republican, somewhere in between.
I hate all politics equally.
We're going to dive into it today, and I want to just hand it off to Taylan here. To lead us
Taylan,
off,
right off the bat, tell us all your political ideologies.
No, actually, we're here to discuss video games, and we're here to discuss how they change us, right?
Well, also, I like to talk about how they change.
Video games change.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
And they also change us.
That's so true.
And that's what we're here to talk about. But I have with me today, Jared.
That's me.
He's Hello. In front of me. And then I've got to my right is Taylan.
Hello.
Taylan's never been less comfortable around us than he is right now.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. And today is, my name's Ryan. And I'm here to talk about video game stories. It's storytelling day. We're going to tell like around a campfire.
And we're going to
tell.
Cue the fireplace crackling.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to discuss just favorite moments in our past where we're playing video games and having a blast and things we reminisce about. And I'm sure each one of these stories we tell today is going to be one we've heard. Mm-hmm. But hey, I haven't told you guys in like 20 minutes. These stories, so
right.
You're gonna
run
get to hear them again, okay? But I don't think I want to go first because I've already been talking for like what feels like 20 minutes.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you want to just start over. So we're talking about like stories, but mm-hmm. But more specifically, I'm thinking like we could talk about anything, but my idea going into this was that we were going to be talking about some of our favorite memories,
mm-hmm.
and in particular, like memories with other people
that
we're gaming
yeah.
with. Maybe multiplayer, maybe just like couch co-op, maybe just mm-hmm. someone else in the room with you, whatever. That's one of like my earliest memories of hanging out with you is when we both got XCOM for the first time. And we were at my house, and we decided to, for some reason, segregate the room into you or I don't even remember which of us, was in the closet,
mm-hmm.
but we had a full setup
mm-hmm.
in the closet. Monitor on stand.
I brought my 360 mm-hmm. over. Yeah.
And we spent, I don't think we slept at all. It was it was like.
We definitely did.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a specific memory I have about sleeping. But I'll let you go on.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no climax to this story. It's just that we, like, those moments are so few and far between as we've gotten older that those are like, you don't realize how valuable those little moments are until you look back on them and realize, like, there may never be a point in my life again where I'll be able to just stay up all night. Like physically, I'm too old
mm-hmm.
to be awake that mm-hmm. long. Not even if I could clear my schedule to be like not doing anything for 2 days straight. No, it'll take me a week to recover from staying up that
right.
late. I won't make it past
your
like
body hurts for some reason. Like you're sore.
Why am I getting more sore sitting still?
Right.
What's happening to me?
Yeah.
But just being like. Feeling like there was no barrier between me and playing XCOM for as long as I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing that required me to stop at any point. And those are the kind of memories that I'm like, man, if I could go back in time, that's probably the closest that I would get to be like true, unadulterated happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I'm here for as long as I want, and I'm just having a good time with my best friend. Like that was such a, like a two old men fishing,
well,
but the video game version of that.
Do you remember? We ended up falling asleep at some point, and we probably woke up at like 3 p.m., 4 p.m. But I had dreamt hard about playing XCOM because mm-hmm. I had played so much XCOM
mm-hmm.
that my dream was just about playing XCOM. And I had woke up and gone to the hallway, and there you were, and you said, "Do you dream about XCOM?" And I'm like, yeah, I dreamed about XCOM.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. That's what, like, I teach. I work with a publisher to go to, like, board game conventions a few times a year, and we teach, the new games to everybody. Mm-hmm. That's like what I do. And you do it for over 8 hours a day. And that's the modern equivalent of that, is that like I fall asleep and then I dream of like trying to teach a game where there's like extra pieces and I don't know what they do or something. Yeah. Or I wake up and be like, hey, that's a good idea for a board game. And then it's gone in 5 minutes or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like, that's the closest I'll get to being able to play a game so long that I dream about it. Mm-hmm. Like volunteering for a board game publisher. But yeah, those kinds of memories are just like, that's basically what this episode's going to be for me.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
I don't know what value the viewers are going to find in that, but
I think a lot of people will have some memory that is definitely relatable.
Yeah.
If they're a gamer.
All right.
Yeah, everybody has that game that they like waited in line at midnight mm-hmm. for.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what this game was when I got it. I think you were just like, get this game.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I just loved it.
How insane. Do you feel about Aliens?
Yeah, not great. I don't care about Aliens.
I know you love sci-fi.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Not a game hit hard.
Yeah, I just I got lucky with that recommendation. I guess.
It wasn't even a multiplayer game.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's just like we were just near each other, which is like, that's what I used to do with my friend Evan. Like my entire high school career, like I didn't go to parties. I didn't get in trouble. Every Friday I would go to his house and he had the whole bottom floor to himself, and he had like a guest room, a full bathroom, everything. And we would just barricade ourselves down there for 3 days. Basically I would leave Sunday night mm-hmm. and the entire time, like every time I would go to his house, he would have a new CD, a new like magazine of something like Rolling Stone or something, a new movie, and probably a new game. Mm-hmm. And we would spend all weekend just like watching movies, listening to music, reading, whatever. And his room was big enough that it was like, I'll just go in this corner and read while you're playing video games. Mm-hmm. But I remember like Need for Speed 2 came out and we just played that game for 3 days straight, just nonstop, nothing but Coke and ramen. And I know other people have that experience of just like, you're like mini vacation where you just have that thing that you're looking forward to all week as a kid, and especially in high school for me, it was just like, can't wait for Friday to see what album Evan picked up or whatever. But yeah, those memories are the best.
Yeah.
That's stuff, two. Man. That's two.
That's two.
That's
see
zero
it,
from
me.
Taylan, tell me about your favorite memory with me.
Oh, that's brutal.
It was my birthday recently. You owe me this.
Where was I on your birthday?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I kept saying. Yeah. Natalie, where's Taylor?
He had the little birthday hat and the string that was hurting his chin. And he's just
like,
sitting
Natalie,
there
this is really cutting off my circulation. Are you sure Taylan's on his way?
Yeah. He's really coming this time, guys. I swear.
He's got the chair that says little piece of paper folded says Taylan on it.
Sitting at a table. Yeah. Everyone else has left.
Piece
of cake. The banner's fallen behind me. The sun is setting.
Uneaten cake on a plate with a fork and napkin, Spider-Man themed.
Natalie walks past the camera on her way to go to sleep, and I'm like, any second.
Oh, man.
What a good memory we'll have
here, man.
This will be our
whatever,
favorite, man. Favorite memories
the
on the podcast.
All the times that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Perfect. What a great way to remember me by.
I know the next episode. You've done it to yourself.
The suspense is killing me.
Me too.
What?
I need to hear Tylan's story.
Oh, okay.
I guess we have
I've
to
got
stop
a few.
Interrupting
okay.
for that.
He's got a few stories.
Yeah.
I do have a few stories.
Okay.
One of my favorite memories is being at work with Ryan and finishing all of our work for the day as fast as we could. Yeah. As efficiently as we could.
Uh-huh.
We didn't half-A anything for the work.
You have to min-max the work so that you can min-max your grind.
That's right.
No, we did good work.
That's right.
But we play hard, too. Okay.
So we both got off at 9:30-ish.
Yeah. Who knows?
We tried to finish all of our work by 6.
Uh-huh.
Both brought our laptops, and we would go, and we would... Like, we played all through the first Dark Souls, even played through the DLC, which I actually hadn't done before.
We did Dark Souls 2, I think, is what you're...
Really no, we did Dark Souls 1 and 2.
And 2, okay.
Yeah. So, just playing games.
Very efficient.
Yeah, exactly. Tons of Brawlhalla. That's right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, we had, a little private room, a desk, where we both brought our laptops in, which weren't great laptops.
No.
But we were gaming on them back there. We
we were gaming on them back there. That's right. But I just look back on that and I'm like, that is never going to happen again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The thing about a lot of these memories, I think, is it's not that they're particularly special, like that some big, unique thing happened.
Yeah.
It's that you just can't go back to them.
Right.
And and even at the time, it was like, man, this is probably not going to be a long-lived opportunity to like sit around and do this.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that a lot, just being like, actually, probably not going to get to do this much longer. I should enjoy this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember Ryan filling out an application to go somewhere else while we were playing. And I remember just being like, all right, counting down the days.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which, you know, everything's inevitable like that or whatever. But, you know, it was just looking back, I'm like, I had a lot of good times. And of course, and I think that's one thing that I like about games so much is just the community that you build around these people you play these games with is what you remember and who you were there with. You know what I mean? Regardless of whatever the game was, it was who you were experiencing with. Like you guys were talking about XCOM and stuff like that, where it's like you remember specifically XCOM, but you specifically remember asking, like, talking about, did you dream about XCOM?
Or yeah.
You know? So it's about...
Yeah, well, I remember specifically you saying you bought Dark Souls 2 on your PC. We got, like, on sale for, like, $15.
Came with
all the DLC.
Yeah.
And we were, like, 30 minutes into playing it, and you said, man, I'm so glad I bought this.
So. I don't remember you saying that when we were playing First Ascendant. That's weird.
Well, that was free, so you didn't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad this is free, is what
he
said.
I'm so glad I downloaded this.
I'm so glad I didn't pay for this.
That's what it was. Okay. I'm so glad this was free.
Yeah.
But awesome. You reminded me of another memory of, like, just thinking about, like, the same, like, it's about who you're with and that kind of thing. It's like, in high school, we used to have the like clamshell Game Boy Advances shut, and we had the first Final Fantasy Tactics, and you could use the connector cable to connect to somebody else and do like multiplayer stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember what you get for it, but it's like
I never did the multiplayer.
I think there's like pieces of gear that you can't get otherwise or whatever. Really? But it was something because everybody like. I had like five friends. It was like me, and then of course Brent and Evan, and everybody had the game, and the multiplayer was never a big component of Final Fantasy Tactics, but we were all so into it that we bought the cables, and then like during lunch, we would all scramble under the stairs and like connect them and try and like do a quest before lunch was over or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just like the moments where you're a broke high school kid and you're like, cable cost how much? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And you're like, I gotta do it. Yeah, yeah. I just remember spending everything I had every paycheck.
And then the moments when you're an adult and you're like, cable cost how much?
Cable cost how much? I should have kept it.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh,
but just stuff like that is so funny to me to think back on. It's just like, how nerdy are you to be like cramped under this staircase during lunch playing Final Fantasy Tactics?
But, ain't nothing gonna stop me.
Yeah, literally.
Well, anyone who knows me a little bit knows that I'm a bit of a troll and I like to mess with people. And I'm
not you.
and that definitely comes out in video games. If I can have a good time just messing with people and not worrying about my stats or my KDA. Anything like that, I'm having a much better time than when I'm competitive. But I enjoy both ends of that. But I actually got on the receiving end of some trolling, and that was from Taylan. And
what?
This Taylan. Was pretty early on in into our friendship, and I hadn't played Dark Souls yet. And Taylan says, play this Dark Souls game. And he's like, I think you'll like it. And I'm like, I don't think I will. So I play Dark Souls. And I love it, and I'm loving it, and I'm playing this game, and I'm figuring it out, and I'm very careful about this game. And then I go to work, and there's Taylan in the locker room, and he says, have you gone over down into the New Londo area?
Okay.
And you use the key on this door, which takes you down some stairs, and you'll come across a cliff, and there's a dead dragon.
Oh.
And there's a bunch of great loot next to this dead dragon. And I'm like, great, I could use some good loot in this hard game. I would game.
Love some loot in this very challenging game.
So I go over there, and sure enough, I find a dead dragon. Uh-huh. I'm like, cool.
I love how premeditated this was. Talon wasn't even there to witness it. No. He was sitting at home being like, I got
this. This was a memory that felt like Talon was behind me watching, but he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And
you can feel his presence laughing.
Yes, yes. So I go over to these items, and the very first one you pick up, it's some great loot. It's like a shield, and it's got like a dragon emblem on it. But that wakes up this dead dragon, which then kills you immediately. it just obliterates you in one hit.
Yeah.
And I lose all my souls. My bloodstain is just sitting next to this dead dragon that kills you instantly. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to get these souls back. So I just go to work mad at Talon. Can't believe he did this to me. And it took me several weeks before I just like laughed at this trolling prank.
But where's the where's the lie, Ryan? He told you exactly what you would find.
Yes.
There was great loot. Yeah. There was a dragon. Yeah.
So it definitely taught me how to be on the receiving end of some trolling. But it is a memory I think of quite often when playing Dark Souls, especially when I come across the dead dragon.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I like the... I think a big part of memories for me is like So, for example, that game that we were playing, the like hide-and-seek game, I can't remember what it's called, but you turn into objects, and then you like, and then you try and hunt each other.
Yes.
You just showed me that game like... No context. You were like, hey, get on, buy this game.
It's 99 cents.
Yeah. Buy this game, get on. Those kind of moments to me are so fun because, like, I was dying laughing the whole time, but we somehow managed to get like six or seven people together to play this game on short notice, which is like impossible.
Right?
I don't know how you managed to do it, but it was so funny.
I sent out mass text. I was like, this game's 99 cents. I will buy it for you.
Let's go.
Or just buy it and let's go.
I'll buy up to 10 copies for you.
Yeah.
And then, and it was just like so funny to hear everybody just like constantly panic screaming and just like yelling at each other about strategies and stuff. But the thing, like, that is such a peak example of you trolling people because that game is designed to just let you troll people.
Right.
And it's just like you're like a box and the person's like right in like right in front of you and you're like trying to sneak past them and everything about it is so like just like Acme cartoon ridiculous. It was really hilarious. But those kind of moments are like really hard to get just to like find that opportunity where the stars align and everybody's like, yeah, I'll hop on. Especially now, that kind of stuff's so funny too. But it's, that was when you started talking about trolling, that was the first thing I thought of. It's just like hopping up and down as a box behind somebody.
Not only could you so you turn into objects and then you hide amongst other objects, and then somebody who can't turn into objects has a gun and they have to try and shoot the objects and find them. And I turned into a shovel and hid under a bush, and you couldn't see the shovel or me.
Yeah.
And people would shoot the bush because they thought I was the bush, but it wouldn't hit me. And I would win every round if I was an object. And then I grabbed somebody was near me that was also trying to hide, and I was the shovel. And I think it was Natalie. And I turned into the shovel, and then I went over to hop next to Natalie, and I was like, turn into this shovel and get in this bush with me. And by the time she had done that, someone spotted us
and
had gotten us before we could get in the bush. But
blew your cover.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that is the biggest troll of all to me in that game, is that it doesn't tell you, if you don't win, if you can't find everybody, the game doesn't tell you where they were hiding. It doesn't like show, it doesn't have like a kill cam that zooms in on where they were.
Yeah.
So you'll just never know where they were hiding. And that drove me crazy. Like, I understand why, because eventually you run out of hiding spots and they show them.
Yeah.
But I was just like, where were you? Ryan, where were you?
I'm not going to tell me.
Tell me.
No way.
Yeah. And
whenever you're ready, someone, just tell one of your memories.
Okay. I have a good memory.
Okay. Okay. We probably shouldn't be saying the bad ones.
Yeah, don't say. We'll do a different episode on worst
game memories possible. That's right.
My Dark Souls one is also in that category, though.
Of the best and worst?
Best and worst.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I get that. Heather and I just moved into our tiny apartment or townhouse or whatever. And
it's pretty big.
I'm talking about our apartment.
I'm trolling you. Keep going.
Over in Harden Valley.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, the one over in Hardy.
Yeah. So, Ryan at this time is obsessed with FromSoft games.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new game coming out, but it's PS4 exclusive.
Oh, no. Mm.
So, Ryan.
I think I know what game you're talking about. Is it this one?
Exactly. Does everything he can. Sells everything, as far as I know, right?
I sell my Xbox, all my Xbox games.
Anybody want a car? Anybody?
I just sell everything Xbox I have, of course, because I'm getting rid of my Xbox.
Right.
And I ended up getting like $800 in store credit at GameStop.
Wow.
Yeah. Brutal.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
They could must have had a promo or something going.
Right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did. It's like for trading in consoles and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was Xbox One something, something.
Yeah.
But whatever.
FromSoft's coming out with their new game, Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like,
Sony exclusive.
Yeah, let's get. We've already played through the Dark Souls games together.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodborne's coming out. So he brings over his TV. We've got like 6 cases of vanilla Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Comes over at like 8 a.m. with his TV. Say bye to Heather. Mm-hmm. Dude.
Took time off work.
Yep. We both
took vacation days.
Yep. We took vacation days just for this game.
Mm-hmm.
And there we are, playing Bloodborne, mm-hmm. dude. All not a single day, second of regret. Dude. Yeah.
Mm.
No water. We didn't drink any water.
No water.
It was just vanilla Coke.
No water.
Just cases and cases of vanilla Coke, dude.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. Like, we lived off Coke and ramen. I don't think I drank a glass of water the entire time I was in high school.
Sugar and salt.
Yeah, exactly.
How sugar and salt and caffeine.
Yeah.
I just absorb it through moisture in the air, I guess. I don't know. How I survived.
That's right. But that's a good memory for me, man. I just think about that just because that's not really something. I mean, technically we could do it now, but like trying to finagle time and, you know, it's just so hard to do that, you know.
It always amazes me the resources that we had when we were young. Like looking at I was thinking about buying a PS5 recently and I was like, dude, 10 years ago, how did I possibly afford to buy an Xbox One on day one with like 3 games?
Right.
Where did I get this money from?
Mm-hmm.
I was always broke.
Well, I bought my 360 with my first job at Zaxby's and didn't have enough money to buy a video game. So I just had a 360.
Did you play that hexagon game that's on it? That little puzzle game?
I didn't. I just had my friend over, Nathaniel, and we had an Xbox and a controller and a TV.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool.
And what did you both just look at this menu?
I said to I'm 17 at this time, and I'm like, Mom, will you rent me a video game?
Mom, I would like to loan.
We went and rented Oblivion. She rented Oblivion for me.
Nice.
And Nathaniel and I stayed up pretty late playing Oblivion. This was not one of my scripted memories.
Yeah.
Good call.
It's cool how just kind of...
I came up with one memory and I was like, I'll do the rest on the fly.
Yeah.
I talk about memories all the time. I don't remember
my memories right now.
Yeah.
Natalie's like, if you talk about what you did in middle school one more time, I'm going to lose my
mind. That's awesome. Speaking of 360, though, is I remember when Gears came out. And you would have LAN parties where you would just bring over a bunch of Xboxes and connect to the cables. The back of the 360, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And just
LAN party.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, LAN parties, that.
Yes.
Talk, I mean, about, if I think, talk about memories.
If I think LAN parties, I'm not thinking Gears. I'm thinking Halo.
Halo. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I was going to say, we do LAN parties when possible. We did one recently for your birthday, which was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, basically, for a huge chunk of my life, my birthday was just
Halo. LAN parties.
I had a friend who had a house that I don't know if he was renting it from his parents or what, but he just had a whole house to himself. Yeah. And every year I would be like, Luke, is birthday time? And he would be like, yeah, it is. And we would have a Halo LAN party. And it was like, you need 16 people to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real Halo LAN party. And this guy would have friends crawling out of the woodwork. I mean, people were showing up. I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And they would literally just like kick the door open and be like, what team am I on?
Yeah,
and
controller
I
would
be like,
in hand.
I don't know, dude. We're in the middle of shoddy snipers. I can't help you.
Yeah.
And there would just be like 18 stacks of pizza boxes. And that was like, we're here for the duration, boys. And until we don't have enough people we're playing Halo.
Yeah.
Like when my body collapses from exhaustion. Yeah.
And it was like every year.
When I call it.
Yeah. I eventually it got to the point where people would like actually remember my birthday just because they wanted to come to the LAN party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, just like yeah. the only yeah. way to get yeah. people to remember your birthday. Yeah.
They thought it was the birthday of LAN parties is mm-hmm. what they thought they were all celebrating. Right.
And when I was in high school, I knew a guy, his parents were like super wealthy and his whole downstairs was his, but he had like arcade machines, like the racing arcade machines where you'd like sit down. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had pinball machines and everything. And he would do Halo LAN parties once a year. Mm.
Not Taylor grew up in a neighborhood. You had a rich friend.
Dang. Yeah. Sucks to suck, Brian. But I remember that because he would have so many people down there. It was co-ed.
Uh-huh.
He would bring like he would invite girls and it would be like a 50-50 mix.
Wow.
In high school.
That's impressive.
Where we're all sitting yeah. around playing video games and the girls are like just watching movies or just like hanging out with their okay. boyfriends or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like so I mean some of them played for sure, but
yeah.
but like I was just always in awe of what did you tell them?
Mm-hmm.
That made
happen.
Them want to come to watch other people play a video game.
Right. Yeah.
Like, but it was like 3 years in a row he did that. Like, yeah. it was not a one-time thing. So I was yeah. like, that was the Halo LAN party to end all Halo LAN parties.
Yeah.
It was hard to even walk. Mm-hmm. There were so many people around there. Like, wow. it was crazy.
Yeah.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mom just like doing bathroom checks every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. yeah. Are you better be killing each other in
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Y'all better be shooting each other.
That's right.
Yeah. There better be violence out here.
That's
yeah.
right.
That was my like main memory. I didn't mean to step on your I think I stepped on your
so
your
stepped
party
on
memory.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have several Halo memories, but I have one with Andrew where but going back to how I like to troll mm-hmm. in Halo, especially, Halo 3 had a map called Snowbound. Do y'all remember it? Had like two Covenant little bitty bases with like shield doors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
a little tunnel mm-hmm. that connected them underneath the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing team doubles. We play team doubles a lot. So it's me and Andrew versus two randos online. And we like to play this game where we hid from the other team instead of playing the game. The entire exterior of the map is guarded by these like Covenant turrets that will shoot you if you try and leave the map.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there's one turret that's like in a canyon area on where the there's like the walled side of the map.
Yeah, there's like a cliff on like two-thirds of it and yeah. then a mountain range on
yeah.
the other one.
And so there's this canyon and you can go down this canyon, but this turret will shoot you. But you can just crouch and hide underneath the turret and mm-hmm. you're very hard to see, especially if you're the red team. Because the turrets are red.
Oh.
So Andrew and I just crouch behind this turret.
Watching these two people just run around.
We both have like sniper rifles. Like those. There's like a carbon rifle spawn right there. And we eventually both grab it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just carbon rifle scoping and watching them look for us.
Yeah.
They looked for us for like 30 minutes in a team doubles match. And we're just like eating pizza and drinking Coke and watching through our scopes.
Yeah.
And then the match ends. And every Halo match ends, you can talk to your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually just cussing back and forth and trash talking. But this time it was just like, we looked for you guys everywhere. We couldn't find you. So what did me and Andrew say? We were like, we were also looking for you the entire time.
Yeah.
And we could not find you. I was like, where were you guys? And they were like, we were running all over the map. We split up. Could not find you.
Dude, that's hilarious.
And I was like, me and my guy also, we split up and could not find you. And we're like, go check in the theater footage. And Halo 3 had a theater mode where you could watch previous matches. So we told them, go in theater mode. Like, we'll prove it. Go in theater mode. We were looking for you guys. We just never ran into each other, I guess.
Yeah.
So they go into theater mode, and what do they see? They see us camping
Immediately camping.
For 30 minutes straight, looking through scopes at them, just pretending to get headshots.
Yeah.
And
that's so good.
They message us through like the Microsoft chat stuff, like, man, I cannot believe you guys. I don't remember specifically what they said, but yeah, they were not happy.
Oh, dude. Halo 2 specifically, I had a friend that I didn't have Xbox Live because where I lived, the internet was too slow to play online.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to play Xbox online, I had to pack that bad boy up and had to take him to somewhere that somebody had it.
Which was not
like
a problem.
Buy a month of Xbox Live because I'm not going to buy it.
Well, you get those free Xbox trial cards for like 14 days from your friend.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like you're going to like stores. got any of them free 14-day free trials?
Yeah.
So then my friend Holden, I go to hit best name of all time. Holden Knuckles is his name.
Wow. I knew his name was Holden, but I didn't know his last name.
He would greet people by doing this.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was hilarious. Looked like a karate move.
Yeah.
There was a summer where literally all this man did was play Halo 2. Uh-huh. You could go to his house at any time,
mm-hmm.
day or night, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. He'll be up and he'll be playing Halo. You don't even have to tell him you're coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Just pull up, plug in your Xbox and go.
Yeah.
And this man was literally like in the top 100 people in the world at Halo 2 because it's all he did for a summer. And I remember we would play like doubles and he would be like, jump off the edge of the map as fast as you can, just like over and over. And I would be deducting points from the kill total by killing myself over and over again. And he would still win by killing them so fast that he got to the 20-point score with me jumping off the edge of the map.
Wow.
Like, and he, talk about trolling people. That man would troll people so hard. Anytime people would be like, you've got to be cheating. He would be like, no, dude, I just have a T3 connection. It just cuts right through the lag, bro. And, I mean, it was just unreal to watch him. Like, the things that he would do just to keep the game interesting for himself were just unreal.
Wow. Okay.
But the trolling was, like, always next level.
Yeah.
Sound effects, voice changers, all that good stuff.
That's awesome.
It was just so ridiculous.
Halo 1... was the Halo I played last, actually, when it came to PC. Me and Andrew got it on PC, and we played online together. And unbeknownst to him, I downloaded a mod for Halo 1, which was a cheating mod, which allowed me to just hold shift, and it would lock on for headshots.
Oh,
So I would just grab a sniper rifle, and we would spawn, and I would shift click. And he would die. Didn't matter where he was. We'd play like Blood Gulch, and I'd shift, click, he's dead.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even have to scope or anything, just shift, click. As soon as he exited the building, shift, click. And he's like, man, you've gotten so good at Halo.
Yeah.
And we were on like a smaller map. I can't remember the name of all the Halo 1 maps, but there's like a ton of corners, and I would just grab a pistol, and he would come around a corner, and my mouse is just like... zoomed in on his head as he's moving. I can see him moving past a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he turns the corner, I know it. I'm click, 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 click. Headshot, headshot, headshot with a pistol.
Yeah.
And he dies. Like, no time to respond. He's like, I don't understand. Because the entire time we've played all the Halo games together, we've been pretty neck and neck skill-wise. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, we've always been pretty good. And then we get on PC and I'm just, like, dominating him.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand anything. And... the game would crash if you got in a tank or like a vehicle and you hit shift. The game wouldn't know what to do and it would crash. But that was the only problem I had with it. But man, I had so much fun messing with him. And I finally told him like 4 years after the fact that I was messing with him.
Andrew has so much blind faith in you.
Yeah.
His only conclusion is, Ryan has just gotten that pro level good.
He's pro level good overnight.
Number one in the world, baby. Yeah.
He was real bad for about 5 minutes, and then he went away to the bathroom. And all of a sudden...
unreal what just peeing can do for you.
Yeah. Really focused down. Yeah.
Just lock in. Stare at yourself in the bathroom for 30 seconds, and you can take over the world. That's so hilarious.
Having 100 kills while he has zero.
Yeah.
Is,
incredible.
Now that's a memory you can't get back. Because you will be permabanned.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't use the mod online. It was just like custom matches with Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think, like, I love SWAT because of how quick everything happens.
Yeah.
So everybody installing that mod and just seeing it, just literally whoever notices who first.
Right. Yeah.
Just as soon as someone puts their head around any wall.
Yeah.
You get the, yeah.
Don't do it.
That's a different game.
Sounds great. Though.
Yeah. Yeah,
no. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I think that's my last Halo memory. I think.
Nice.
That I want to talk about. I have gotten so many.
Yeah. More, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
So. I have so many Halo memories, there's absolutely no way that I could even tell you all of the highlights.
Yeah.
Because it was just such a, like a huge block of my life is just Halo.
Yeah.
Just all Halo.
About 6 years of my life was dedicated to Halo.
Yeah.
Look at us now.
mm-hmm. talking about Halo. Makes you want to go play Halo.
Yeah, it does make me want to go play Halo, but yeah. I don't think Infinite has quite reached the highs of
no.
Halo 2 for me.
Still Halo 3 online right now.
I mean, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
To get something together with all our listeners. Mm-hmm. We'll all play together with the mod.
Rockets and
Rockets only, yeah.
First exactly. one to get banned loses. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, that's awesome.
So, an un-multiplayer related memory that I... is probably one of my favorite memories, to be honest, is I've talked about this before, but when I was a kid, I only had one neighbor that played video games. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he had a PlayStation. I had the Nintendo 64. And so the only, like, I would rent games, but that didn't happen all that often. So the only alternative was to like try and get really cheap games at Walmart. Just like,
yeah.
Just sight unseen, didn't even really look at the box. I was looking at price tags and just be like, that one's $20. Mm-hmm. I bet I can talk my mom into buying me that.
Right.
We'll see what it is.
Yeah.
But with the PlayStation, you could get demo discs in all these different magazines. Mm-hmm. And that was a total game changer.
Yeah, you didn't get demo cartridges.
No, you did not get demo cartridges.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. No.
And that was so... incredible to me, because neither one of us were even allowed to play mature rated games, but the demo discs would have mature rated games on them. I think I've talked about this memory specifically, but
yes.
We like going to his house and getting a demo disc and just playing every single demo for hours.
Yeah.
And just like, it was a big part of like what helped me to like diversify my interests in games, that like I play almost every genre, and that's probably because I had to when I was a kid, because the demo discs, it was like, you play whatever you can get your hands on. Otherwise, yeah. You're just going to be playing the same game.
Did you play the Sly Cooper and Ratchet and Clank demo disc? That's the one I played the most played of. Mm-hmm.
So probably PlayStation 2 was a whole other beast, because I got a PlayStation 2, mm-hmm. Probably because I was playing demos for the PS1 all the time. Mm-hmm. But it was like Siphon Filter, which is like not a good game, but I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. And it was like Metal Gear Solid was like the first M-rated game that I had ever played, because the first level where you like swim under like through that underwater tunnel into like the loading bay area with the freight elevator, and you have to like sneak from the water into the elevator. That whole level, we would just make up like challenges for each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to like knock out every person, or you have to kill every person, or you have to like not be seen at all, or whatever.
Yeah.
And we played it. Oh, I mean, we probably put a dozen hours into this 30-minute.
You can only use your feet.
Demo.
Yeah, you can only use your feet. I don't know what that means, but yeah, you could totally. We should go find old demo discs and just see what's on.
And
them.
See what's yeah.
But it was the same thing with PlayStation 2. Is like, then getting a subscription to a magazine was super important, because if it had a demo disc in it, every month was a whole new adventure.
Yeah.
So it was so much more about playing the games than just having to read about them or whatever.
Right.
And that's kind of something that I've carried forward, is like, me and my partner, like once a month or something, she will just find tons of games, like on Game Pass or Steam or whatever. We'll find demos or just games that are super indie on Game Pass or whatever, and we'll just sit down and I'll just play them blind.
Yeah.
We'll just spend like an hour on each game just seeing what it is or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that part of that is like tapping into that satisfaction of like, what is in, what is on this disc? What am I even looking at here? And I used to love that stuff so much. It was like a huge part of my childhood to run over to my friend's house every time he got the new demo disc.
Yeah.
No, if you could spend 20 hours on a demo disc, imagine if you had the full game.
Yeah.
The irony is, I think I would spend less total time playing the game.
The actual one.
Like, not of that demo, but of the demo disc itself. Like, all the different games, I put so much time into them.
Yeah.
And if I had just gotten one game, like from my mom or something, I don't know. I would play it, of course, but it's just not the same as like having a little buffet of games.
Right.
You just nibble on a little bit of each one.
Yeah.
see what you get.
Yeah. No, I remember going to like EB Games. I think that was what it was called at the time.
Mm.
And seeing like, it would be like $5 or $10 for, it would be like just a normal game case for the PS2. You know, it'd have a list of the games that are going to be on this disc. And you were like, well, I could say, I don't have money to buy a real game.
Yeah.
So let me buy this. And I'll have like Primal from the PS2 and like all this like random games or whatever, and be like, but here's this one game that I'm actually really looking forward to, and then you would find something among the, you know, the diamond in the rough kind of thing,
right,
or whatever. So those are cool.
Sometimes they were pretty high. I mean, Metal Gear Solid is pretty high profile.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. So
like sometimes you got a game and you were like, NBA Street, like I can just play like a big chunk of this game.
Right.
My favorite is when the games like time you out instead of having a set amount of the game that you can play, like a certain level or whatever, because then it's just, you're just speed running to see how much you can get done. You know,
you
what
can
I
get
mean?
Done it's before
like,
the time.
Then you theoretically can get a little bit more out of every playthrough.
Right.
We used to do stuff like that all the time too.
Yeah.
It was great.
No, that's awesome. Speaking of the PS2 days, when my cousin and I, for every Christmas, my grandmother would usually like give us some money. She didn't give us presents anymore. It was just like, here's some money. So the day after Christmas, we would always go to the mall. Of course, we would go to the game store and have just enough money to pick out one brand new game, basically, at that point. And I remember we bought Devil May Cry. So this is like 2001, right? Didn't really know anything about it. We knew Capcom logo on it. Big fans of Capcom, obviously. So we brought it home and wasn't really sure what to make about it. It just had a really cool cover. You know, guy looks awesome. He's standing there with like his gun. He's kind of
like, he's got his red leather jacket
right
on.
Exactly. Yeah,
white hair.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so you're like maybe the second level into the game or whatever, and this freaking like electric sword is stuck in the wall and it shoots out and impales Dante.
This cutscene is literally... Are we good?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
That cutscene is literally embedded in my brain.
It is mine too.
Yeah. I was mind-blowing as a kid to see like... Because there's a level of cinematography to it that is like,
absolutely,
was not really present in most American games at the time.
Yeah. This is where video games were starting to become more cinematic.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I go back and watch that cutscene now, I would probably be embarrassed to say that on camera. But in my head, it was like watching a movie.
No way, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was dope.
I went and watched it this morning.
Okay, cool.
And great. I was like, man, it's still cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets impaled and you're like, the main character just died?
Yeah.
And then he just like gets up, like goes through the sword.
He pulls himself, even like through the hilt, he like pulls himself off of the sword.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's going to fall forward. And then he goes and grabs the sword. He throws it up in the air. Like, he basically lifts it up in the air. For some reason, there's like this mural glass paint or glass ceiling.
You know why
it explodes.
There. Yeah, it's there to explode.
The glass is falling and he does like some slow motion moves and cuts through the glass while it falls, and it's like, I'll never watch anything as cool as that.
Yeah. The funny thing to me is
like, I'm like 11 years old at this point, and I'm like,
all of us are like life changing, amazing. Yeah. But if that were happening in real life, it would be the equivalent of like the Star Wars kid doing the lightsaber duel by himself.
Yeah,
why are you cutting up the glass? Like, what does any of this mean?
That's expensive.
Yeah. Not just that, but like you could just move. Like you're clearly very fast. You could just walk out from under it. But
but
he's just
it's not cool.
He's just having fun.
Exactly.
It was so funny to me.
Yeah. But I just remember my cousin and I just like our jaws being on the floor and being like just absolutely blown away, incredible.
Yeah, that's just exactly.
I love that stuff. Right,
my
there.
Experience is like me and my neighbor just being like, "Is this as cool as I think it is?"
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Are you watching the same thing?
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good stuff. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've got memories of. I've worked at I think every single video game store that I've ever been aware
that's
of.
Existed, yeah.
Yeah. So I have lots of memories of like working around video games, but I think for legal reasons, I probably can't talk about the best memories.
Just go on.
Yeah.
It was,
who's going to come at you? They're all shut down.
That's actually 100% true. Yeah. Like even the
Game Haven, Game Crazy. Yeah.
GameStop I worked at, but nothing crazy happened to GameStop. Yeah. GameStop was an exceptionally boring place to work.
Yeah.
But Game Crazy was like the real true memory for me, because it was one of those situations where I wanted just any, as close as I could get to video games.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm. I rub them against my cheek.
In a sense. Yeah. Emotionally, yes.
Yeah.
And there used to be Hollywood Video, which is a video rental store, if that's not clear from the name. They used to have this internal video game store.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they separated them was to literally just put up a big chain link fence in the store. Are you talking about
the one in Alcoa?
No, there was one in Alcoa.
Okay, because it's set up the exact same way.
They were all like that.
Okay.
They were just like, how do we create a video game store? Obviously, you put a chain link fence inside your store.
Yeah.
And then you put a different store on the other side.
Yeah.
And we had like our own entrance from the inside out. But like to move through there to the Hollywood Video was literally just like you were in prison, basically. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the situations I went in. And it just happened to be that the guy that was the manager there had just taken over as manager because they like fired everyone for some reason that I still don't know. And he was like talking to somebody about a game and I just like chimed in. And then he was like, hey, you looking for a job? And I was like, yes, 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 I am. And I started working there. And then it was just this slow accrual of like, then I got my friend Brent a job. Then I got my friend Evan a job. Then I got my friend Luke a job. And like everyone there is like friends first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we're coworkers second. But it was one of those situations where it was like all of us liked games so much that we were always number one in our district. It was so easy to sell games because we all just lived and breathed it and we knew everything about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they couldn't, I don't know that they couldn't, but they wouldn't ever touch us. Because our sales were so good that no matter what we did,
you
they
could
were
fix
just like,
the GameStop model.
Basically, yes. Yeah, I can actually. Yeah. I won't do that on the air. Call me if you want me to help you with that.
Yeah.
But my manager, like stuff would happen and my manager would just lie for us because we were so good at getting sales that it was worth
bulletproof.
It was worth him getting in trouble not to lose us because they'll write him up, but they'll fire us.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times where, it was unreal what we were able to do. Like my friend sold our demo PS2 that the store had, like it was a demo unit sent to us from corporate so that people could try games before they bought them. He just sold it. Don't know why for the commission, I guess. Cause you get like a small commission. Mm. And then I remember him calling, realizing that he had sold the demo unit and calling our boss and being like, Hey, I sold the demo unit. And you could hear my boss on the other end of the phone being like, bro, you sold our demo unit? And then he pauses for a second. And he's like, did you get a warranty? My friend's like, yeah, I got a warranty. He's like, all right, well, I guess that's a little better. But man, you sold our demo unit. Just no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And then that same friend, we had to work on Christmas and it was me and him. And we had, I think my friend Brent had to come in on Christmas. They had three people there and I'm like, dude, it's going to be so dead. Why did they do this? And then when we come in, it is like the zombie apocalypse on the other side of the chain link fence. Mm. It is just people pressed up against it with their fingers in the chain link fence being like, I need games for my son. I'm like, you need to go home to your son. Mm. Why are you here on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
You do not shop for gifts. It should be under your tree.
Yeah.
And then that was like the first wave of people. And then once they left, completely dead, all three of us doing absolutely nothing. Some guy calls and asks if we have Manhunt. And my friend does not even, he's like, nope. And just hangs at the phone, just not even letting the guy finish his sentence.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes in.
By the way,
we had plenty of Manhunt. The guy comes in. We have like a little booth in the middle of the store that has like three monitors in a circle, and it's just for people to try the games or whatever. Mm. And there's like a cage underneath where the consoles are. We're all playing, all three of them, just playing Naruto or something, just like fighting each other.
Yeah.
He comes in. Not acknowledged. This guy is like looking around and then one of us goes and stands behind the counter, my friend. He throws the game down on the counter and he's like, thought you said you didn't have Manhunt. Like he really caught us red-handed.
Yeah.
My friend literally leans across the counter and is like 2 inches from this guy's face and he's like, go home to your family. Yes. And like shoves the game off the counter. And you're not going to believe this, but there was a call to corporate that day to complain about us. And we come in the next day and my manager's like, hey man, so I got a call last night from our district manager. Said you guys maybe said some stuff you shouldn't have to a customer. And my friend's just like, yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, he came in on Christmas, so Probably. Yeah. And he's like, man, I really wish you wouldn't do that. Just so unreal. And that was like a daily occurrence at that place. Just like firing offenses being waved away because we just had such good sales.
The story is like the venting that this man must do when he goes home to his significant other. I'm like,
I don't know what to do with these kids, man. These freaking kids, brother. They make good sales, but oh man, is it worth it? He would always talk about how he was going to run that company one day. And run into the ground, perhaps, but it's not there to run anymore. So, rest in peace.
That's crazy.
But those are the kind of video game memories that, like, whenever I hang out with my like high school friends,
it
always somehow ends up back on those conversations. It's just like so funny to me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Those are the video game memories that are not multiplayer related, unless you count all my coworkers offending people. The one time I ever got written up was because someone thought I was one of my friends, that we did not look anything alike. And I'm like walking in and there's this guy like yelling at my boss. And my boss is like, were you rude to this guy yesterday? And I was like, Craig, I didn't even work yesterday, bro. I was not rude to this guy. I don't know who this guy is. But the guy swore up and down that it was me and that I was really rude to him. And Craig was like, I'm going to write it up, but I guess we'll just wait to submit it. And I'm like, great. Cool, thanks.
Yeah.
Why are we even having this conversation then?
Right.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, it was so weird. What a weird place to work. Talk about experiences that you'll never get back.
Yeah.
A job that you can afford to lose.
Yeah.
But you don't because you're just very good at it.
Right.
That is very different from any job I've had since then.
That's amazing.
That's too real.
That's it for me.
I've got a pretty good story, I think, at least.
Okay.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
So I'm in middle school, and me and my cousin Anthony are, nothing else matters in life except RuneScape.
Okay.
It's the only thing that matters. Grades, nope, don't matter. Just RuneScape.
Blood, life, and water.
Pure RuneScape.
I wasn't here for this phase of your life, but I've definitely heard stories
about this phase of your life. So me and Anthony, that's all we talk about. That's all we do. And we decide, why go to school when we can skip school and we can play RuneScape?
I say that every day.
So his parents, my aunt and uncle, would leave for work all day. So his house was empty. So we would go to the bus stop. His parents would leave for work. We'd go away from the bus stop and go back to his house and play RuneScape on their computers all day. And we skipped so much school without the thought of, this couldn't possibly come back to.
Well, you had never heard the word truancy before,
so we had maybe skipped 3 days of school, and my older brother Steven notices that we're skipping school and says, "Hey, I want to skip school too," but he does not play RuneScape. He thinks it's nerdy, which he's right.
Which, for the record, he was right.
It's definitely nerdy.
Yeah,
and he skips school with us, but he's just chilling on the couch the whole time while we're playing RuneScape. Well, the difference between the middle school and the high school, Steven's in high school at this point, and we're in middle school, is that the high school would call your parents when you missed so many days of school. We had even missed more days of school than Steven, and middle school did nothing about it. Our grades were just slipping, that's all. And
they just write it on your report card.
So Anthony and I are at his house during school hours, and Steven had gone into school that day, and a car pulls up in the driveway, and I look outside the window, and it is my mom, and Steven is in the passenger seat.
You've been narked.
So Anthony and I had a system. We all three had a system where if one of his parents came home early one day, we would leave out the back door, run across the road to like the drainage system pipe. There's like an underground like pipe system in our neighborhood.
Oh, it's called Corrugate.
A Corrugate?
Yeah.
And we would just play our Game Boys. We would switch to Game Boy mode and play our Game Boys and play Pokemon in those Corrugates.
Plan B, Pokemon.
Engage. And we were basically under the road right outside his front door. So we would just, and we could watch through the like little grating on the road when his parents would leave.
So unreal.
And then we would get out of that yeah. system and then go back across the road and go in the back door mm-hmm. and just go back to playing RuneScape.
Yeah.
And we did that several times. We had to go and bail from the house several times. Once we heard a car door shut, it was like, boom, we were out of there.
Yeah.
Left no trace.
But that's so crazy and to me, because then the alternative is your mom goes to his house, can't find you there, right. calls the school, and the school's like, I don't know, they're not here.
Well, what had happened was Steven's in the passenger seat, and mom goes and knocks on the door. No one answers, of course. We're now watching her at the front door, but...
it's like the Goonies.
So mom exactly. gets in the house, we're not there. She goes back in the car, and Steven, I think, tells her at this point, yeah, they're over in the Corrugate.
Oh, my gosh.
Over there.
Double narked.
And so we're like, so she comes over, and she looks down into the road, into the grating, and she sees Anthony's hat. The bill of his hat is sticking out. And she says, I see you, Anthony. And then he puts his head back. Like, do you see me? Do you see me now?
You saw me is what you mean. Right. I'm not here anymore.
So we just have to crawl out with our tails between our legs.
I have to hear this story from your mom's perspective.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I have to.
So, I mean, we end up having to, like, meet with teachers, and we're in a meeting, mm-hmm. and I don't even know what the teachers know at this point, but they're mm-hmm. giving us all these extra credit options, and I think they think we missed school for health reasons or something, and...
Your mom didn't have the heart to tell them you were hiding under the road.
I don't think my mom and dad told them we were just skipping school. I think they wanted us to have the extra credit options to get our grades back up. We ended up getting...
Fair,
Anthony probably got his grades up a lot higher than me, because that was the usual, but... I think I ended up getting some C's and B's in there and moved on to high school, but by the skin of my teeth.
C's get degrees, baby.
Yeah. I will say worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
So worth it.
Yeah.
You should see his armor. Yeah. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's unreal.
I just love how it's like you guys are playing video games
uh-huh.
and it's like, well, what are we going to do? In the Corrugate. Yeah,
that's what I'm
playing more video games.
Yeah. I love
nothing's
them
gonna stop me from playing video
just
games.
Just sitting at the war table in Anthony's house, like, okay, so we have to plan for contingencies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Somebody might come home. What are we gonna do in that situation? Have you got a bug out bag filled with Game Boys?
Yes.
And Pokemon and extra batteries.
We're out of here, man.
I had little headphones on playing my Game Boy Advance in this Corrugate, and I caught a Pokemon, I don't remember, and I got excited, and I said, like, I caught this Pokemon, and Anthony and Steven both look at me like, shh.
Bro, I got a Snorlax.
My dad's right above us.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good luck finding footage for this episode.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely. Gonna have to,
put animate
the two of us in down in there. Record it quick, Ryan.
All right,
I'm so cramped. Yeah, that's amazing. I wish I had that level of delinquency in my life.
We were hardcore.
I love how it's just like you're getting in trouble just because you're playing video games and skipping school.
Yeah.
Rather than like they're probably like,
it wasn't an addiction by any means.
I think my last memory is a more recent one, and it's because I have a son.
Mm.
And watching him.
All right, well, we can wrap it up here.
Yep.
Get out of here, man.
Cut.
Watching him experience games for the first time and see how like his creative process comes out in games, it's very interesting, because it's like if you play, like, he doesn't like the Lego games, which is very supposed to be like very kid friendly.
Right.
It's easy to pick up and play.
But Doom. Kid took to it like
Doom
that.
Eternal, man.
Yeah. Can't get enough
kills. Yeah, exactly.
Setting speed records.
Yeah. Well, it's like, so, you know, you go to like a bunch of bricks that are falling down, and you just hold A and it builds
and it
itself.
Like magically reassembles
right.
them.
Yeah. He doesn't like that.
I hate it.
Yeah. He's I want to be able to.
I like your kid.
And that's why he likes Minecraft, is he likes to be able to build it himself.
That's why.
Right.
He gets the creative freedom. And sometimes when he plays a game, he's like, well, Daddy, why can't I do that? And I'm like, you know what? That's a really good point. And I don't have an answer for
Well,
you,
but
really.
Let's talk about
the world's
cycles.
A messed up place.
So they reach a deadline, but they haven't met their milestone for that quarter.
So, yeah.
But and it just goes to show you like the extreme accessibility that Minecraft has. Like obviously the depth of the game can be basically as far as you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but being able to see him like experience that
to like work through these processes right, in his exactly. brain. Like he's yeah. thinking that way, but then to have a medium that allows him to put that thought into action.
Yeah, like he'll build awesome. A couch, and then he'll build like a bed, and then he'll have a window, and then he'll build a pool. And I'm like, geez, and I'm like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Because he like he thinks about that,
yeah.
and he wants to implement it, and then he can, which is yeah. insane.
Yeah, yeah so really, it's just it's crazy that you can't do it in the Lego games.
The like, games right. about building.
The games
bricks.
About building. With
yeah,
bricks,
yeah, yeah, and I think the Fortnite Lego is probably a little bit better because yeah. you can actually build stuff. Yeah. You know, to a certain degree, but yeah, it's just it's. As a dad, mm-hmm. as a gamer, watching him develop into, you know, a gamer.
Watching him use games going, as a medium yeah. to, like, develop.
Yeah.
Has to be incredible.
Yeah, it's very cool. And then playing games with him, like, he loves the Boomerang Foo game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just...
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. That game is so much fun. And just, I don't know. It just, being, just experiencing that with him has been an incredible journey.
Yeah.
Together so yeah.
it's that's nice. Very cool yeah. yeah I can only imagine but I can definitely imagine how satisfying that is
yeah like it's very very cool.
My niece and nephew are getting to that age now where they can really start to like form thoughts on their own
mm-hmm.
and not just like repeat what other people have taught them
yeah
and it's incredible like kids got stuff going on up there
yeah
it's dude. Really interesting yeah. and I'm excited to see yeah. them hopefully use games in yeah. the near future.
I used to have stuff going on up here too.
I'm not sure that I ever did. All I know is fine dining yeah. and breathing.
That's well, right. my That's wife right. will make a joke about playing the Lego Hobbit game
mm-hmm.
because I had a terrible experience playing that game. I was like, why can't I do anything in this yeah. game?
All
why
I do is hold
such
a
boring
down.
Game.
Yeah. It's very frustrating.
And the controls were just awful. I mm-hmm. hated the controls and everything. So every now and then my wife will, she'll see it or something and be like, let's play that game. I'm like, no,
get out of here.
No.
Yeah.
No. You should flip the script on her next time and be like, I've been wanting to go back and try that again. It can't be as bad as I remember.
Well,
it.
Well, there used to be a Lego game on the PC that I played a ton mm-hmm. of. It was Lego
City? Worlds.
Harry. It was Lego City too.
Oh, okay.
I played that one a lot. You could build cars.
Yeah, it was cool.
There was a ton of good stuff in that game.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And the Lego Harry Potter game. Had a free build mode where you're supposed to like build something specific, but I used okay. it as free build. Like I'm just gonna build anything
yeah. right.
I want.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
stop me.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. and it was actually like way better than building in any other Lego game.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was, and they haven't done anything like that since. Even the yeah. Lego Worlds game mm-hmm. they made,
yeah,
was like disappointing.
It was, yeah,
yeah. But
do you remember while we're doing a memories episode, I'm closing my section with this one.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that game APB that we
APB played? Reloaded?
mm-hmm. I was trying to think of it when you were talking about that just now. I was like, I just had like this memory unlocked of us playing some kind of MMO, but it was like modern day. And the first thing that happened to us was somebody drove by. Like we weren't super impressed with the game, but like the first thing that happened was like someone drove by in a car that just had bleach. Yes. Images all over it, and we were like, how do we do that?
Yeah.
And the only reason we played that game as much as we did is because somebody happened to drive by with like a bleach insignia on their car.
Yeah.
And we were like,
it was like it was like cone on the car.
Yeah, and... it was like cone, and then there was like a hollow Ichigo on the yeah. back or something. But yeah. it was just like, that was so funny to me. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot about that memory until you just started talking yeah. about that.
That's awesome.
Don't play APB Reloaded. I don't even know if you can.
I don't remember how that game was.
Eh.
Yeah.
I remember we didn't care for it. I do have one more.
Okay.
Memory.
Unless, throw it down.
Did you guys
You're have... editing the episode. Go at it.
Yeah. this is going back to how I like to troll, and these memories are so fantastic to me, of yeah. course, but... I think Taylor and I did this the most in the Bloodborne game. We did it every FromSoft game since I think Dark Souls 2 has this option where you put like a mimic veil on and you turn into an object
mm-hmm.
and you can hide.
Yeah.
So from invaders and Bloodborne, we did it a lot where I'd go into your world or you would come into mine and one of us would just be bait.
Right.
Standing next yeah. to a bunch of objects. And one of the objects is one of us.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And so Dude. We would just surprise players, or we would just hide and just like on my Halo memory, we would just yeah. hide and watch invaders search this giant mansion for us. We're yeah, at the yeah. we did it a lot at the manor in Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
were Kanehurst Castle.
Right, Kanehurst Castle.
I can't believe I remember that.
Yeah.
The Kanehurst Castle, we would hide in there and you would just become the statues. There's statues scattered all throughout of like these like women like weeping. Mm-hmm. And so you would just become one of those statues and hide.
Yeah.
And man, it was such a blast. Yeah. Like the player would just like give up and leave, and then the next one would come in and they'd start running around and we're just eating pizza. Just whatever, man.
Dude, just hanging out. Yeah. You do a lot of hiding from people.
I get hide and seek was my favorite as a child.
Apparently. You must have been very good at it.
Yeah.
You trolled from a young age.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, if people said hide and seek, I'd go grab my shovel.
Where's the nearest bush? I'm ready.
I do remember that though.
Yeah.
Because you were just standing there, and it's like they would be running at you, and then they would stop because they'd be like, this feels like a trap, you know? And then,
but how could it be?
I do it in
Elden. All that's near him are bags of flour.
Yeah. I still do it in Elden Ring. I recently did it. I turned into a jar. I jumped into a tree, turned into a jar, and stayed there while people looked for me. Like, don't hit the jar in the tree.
Yeah. Can't be that.
That's awesome.
I love the two-person strategy.
Yeah.
Just like...
I would...
It's just me here
I was a statue up on a... One specific memory I have is I was a statue up on a cliff. It's like on the balcony that was on the inside of the Kanehurst Manor. As soon as you walk in, there's a balcony on your right. And I was like one of the statues. And you would lure the invader over to that balcony. And then I would just drop down with that giant two-headed sword and smash all their head. Yeah.
Yep. They would just like flatten out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we would just spam RB.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you did.
Get them, got them.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I would love it when they would invade a second time. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, "I'm not coming in there, man.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it."
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I'm behind them. Yeah. I'm the other statue this time.
That's right.
That was my first thought. Was like, if you're gonna actually try and fool them, just like have both of you use the mimic wheel, but one of you do a bad job.
Yes.
And they're like, you're not hiding very well, and then the other person is just like right behind them.
Oh, that's good stuff.
That's true. It is good stuff.
Well, those have been great memories.
Love it.
So glad to revisit them with you all.
And did y'all have, I don't want to like tell you guys not to tell stories. Did you have more stories?
I think
that was good.
Okay.
I think that is an episode's worth at least.
Right. Well, that's our entire lives in a nutshell.
So now you know everything about us?
You know everything about us.
Now we just need to make more memories.
Make
memories right now.
You know what I would like to hear, honestly? I'd like to hear your memories. What is your best vaguely video game related
I tell memory. People to email us, comment, and I check the email,
but do they know where to send the email to? That might be the problem if you're not telling them what the email address is.
I think I told them.
Okay, well, do you want to make sure?
No.
Do you want to use the
just
segue
watch the
or
last
no?
episode and skip to the ending?
Okay,
perfect.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do another ending.
Don't tell them it's Did I Save
Game. I'm gonna go just go watch
Did I Save Podcast.
Yeah.
It's not Did I Save
I'm not going to tell them it's Did I Save Podcast.
At gmail.com.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell them to like and subscribe.
Don't tell them to follow us on Blue Sky.
I'm not
going
to tell them how thankful I am to Sam Webster.
I will. Thanks, Sam Webster.
For the use of the intro and the outro, even though I am very thankful, I'm not going to tell them.
We love your music, Sam. Thanks.
I'm not going to tell them that we're also on YouTube and hit the like and subscribe. Yeah. And
check us out on all podcast platforms or YouTube. That's your choice.
Yeah. Perfect. Sounds great.
Okay.
Okay. And is there anything else you don't want to tell them?
Do you remember what?
We always have this standoff at the end of the episode.
Don't forget to save.
Oh, don't forget to save?